Friday, September 21st, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. JW here with Christy Dillaway. It's the Morning Mix, presenting live local music and events in the Wasatch back over the next hour.
And I'm back from my assignment at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival.
She's off on assignment.
No, I was off, and now I'm back.
Now you're back.
I'm right here in front of you, JW.
You're right here in front of me. How was your assignment?
My assignment was fantastic, a festival that I look forward to every year. And I was listening to you, I was listening to the KPCW app Friday morning last week, but I was waiting in line for my credentials and then I had to go.
Oh, okay.
So I was listening in. You can do that anywhere, people. Listen in on your app or on over the web.
That's right. The World Wide Web, the Google.
Okay.
That's what George Bush used to call it.
He called it the Google?
Yeah. He says, well, you know something? You can always go to the Google and take a look.
Hey, our musical guest for this hour is Jody Whitesides. It's been a little while, a little moment. We've had him back. Good to see him again. We are going to talk to Katie Mullally, a local children's book author, about her series that she's written of children's books, and also a book that she wrote about self-publishing. Should be pretty interesting. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll talk to Shelley Barris and Whitney Ryan from Habitat for Humanity about their overall ball coming up in a week or so, 2 weeks, at the Legacy Lodge at Park City Mountain.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return. Jody Whitesides, musical guest for the hour. Stay with us.
This is Beth, owner of Peak Art and Frame, local sponsors of Cool Science Radio on KPCW. Locally owned and operated, Peak Art and Frame offers local artwork as well as digital printing, custom framework, and mirrors. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Johnson, director of Canyons Golf and proud supporter of KPCW. Canyons Golf, managed by Park City Mountain, is a par 70 course featuring 550 feet of elevation change in a mountain setting. Tee times and season pass information is available at canyonsgolfcourse.com.
Our musical guest for this hour is Jody Whitesides. He is locally based, but with a large, with a broad reach in the entertainment community. Welcome to the to our show, Jody.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Whoa, that's like a long story right there.
No, I said a little bit.
A little bit. Well, you know that I'm a musician. I've done a lot of film and TV work. I do things for film trailers as well as video games. And I do a lot of music for myself. And I'm starting to produce other artists around the area.
How does one get into writing for trailers and movies and video games?
Well, with the help of friends from music school, actually. I got started literally one night. I was pulled in by a friend of mine who called me at about 15 after midnight asking if I was busy. And I was actually in my car and I said, no. And he goes, can you come over to my studio? And I said, yeah, sure. So I drove over to his house. I was there within about 15 minutes, which is kind of unheard of in LA. But of course, in the middle of the night, there's no traffic. So it's very easy to get around. And we proceeded to work on a piece of music that became part of the soundtrack for a Butterfinger commercial. And then at the end of the commercial, they were trying to do some voiceover stuff, and the voiceover that they had wasn't cutting it. So I hopped in the booth and also did the voiceover for a Butterfinger commercial as well. And that was my first foray into doing production music for something like a TV commercial kind of thing. And then he just kind of kept calling me back and asking me to do other things. He had me come in and do a listen to a song that he had written, actually. And I told him immediately, you can't use that. And he's like, why? And I said, well, that's the melody to a hit song by Avril Lavigne called Complicated. So I helped him rewrite the lyrics, and it came out to be a song called He's Not That Into You, which was right around the time that movie He's Not That Into You came out. And it was picked up by a library and immediately before it got released, got like used 1,000 times, which was unheard of in the production music world. And so that kind of put my so-called star in the production music world on the map because I had done this thing that suddenly got a whole lot of use immediately before it was even hard released. And then shortly after that, the second project that I did got a Promax broadcast, the Promax Broadcast Convention in Europe, which is like a huge thing for broadcasters, which I would hope KPCW, you guys should know because you're part of this. But we won the Audience Choice Award for the album that we put out and one song in particular that everybody really seemed to love. So that was my second thing in the broadcast world. So suddenly it was like, hey, maybe we should use this guy for his musical talent.
Oh my goodness. I'm so impressed.
You know, I never thought of this before, but a trailer is this small little snippet of all these different pieces that are put together, and it's very carefully choreographed. And the music behind it isn't music that is necessarily in the movie, but it's just to drive the trailer.
Exactly.
And it's all that exciting music with drama and stuff like that. So that's completely separate from the music soundtrack. It's just part of that trailer, which sort of stands alone.
Yeah, it's music that's meant to sell the movie, in a sense, as the trailer, because the trailer is essentially a commercial for the movie. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
I just want to hear you play something now.
Well, all right, I can do that. Not a hard thing to do.
What are you going to play for us?
This first song that I'll play right now is a song that just literally released a week ago called Till We Meet Again. I wrote it with a friend of mine by the name of Jesse Stern. And it was originally intended to be a library piece of music. But when we got done with it, I was so excited and how it turned out. I'm like, I'm going to keep that for myself and release that as a song, as a single. So it's called Till We Meet Again, and it goes a bit like this.
Live in the Morning Mix, Jody Whitesides.
We were in love, and it was magic. Happy to say, it wasn't tragic. So true, so true, so true. I'll stay young till we meet again. Carry on till we meet again. I'll stay open, keep on hoping till we meet again. Lost within you, time was flowing. Here in my arms, love is growing. With you, with you, with you. I'll stay young. Stay young till we meet again. Carry on till we meet again. Now stay open, keep on hoping till we meet again. I'll stay young till we meet again.
So there's probably a smart speaker say her name because I don't want to turn her on without your permission. I am married, after all. Did you know you could ask her to play KPCW? You can listen to great music, news, and information no matter where you are. As long as you have that smart speaker or KPCW app on your phone or your laptop where you can stream us online. KPCW Radio isn't limited by our broadcast signal in Summit and Wasatch County. You can take us wherever you are in the world and listen like a local.
Hi, this is Brenda with Republic Services, your local source for recycling and garbage collection and a proud sponsor of KPCW's This Green Earth. As you recycle, please remember, glass cannot go in your residential curbside recycling bin. Thank you for helping to keep Summit County clean and green. SummitCountyRecycles.org.
Do you like listening to KPCW News? Now you can read it, too. When you visit our website, kpcw.org, and click on a news story, you will see a transcription as well as the audio link. The best part? No paywall or pesky registration screen. It's free. It's easy. It's on kpcw.org, where local journalism matters.
And welcome back to The Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, musical guest for the hour, Jody Whitesides. He will be back at the bottom of the hour, just around 9:30 or so, with another song. And then he's going to take us out with a song at the end of the program. So stay tuned. He's got some really good music lined up for us. It is currently 41 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios. Just a little while ago, it was 32. So it's starting to warm up a little bit. We will have a beautiful sunny day, high of 74. The wind is down from yesterday. Ditto on Saturday. High, actually, Saturday will be a high of 78, 81 in Heber and in Heber Valley. And on Sunday, high of 75. And the high in Heber Valley will be 79, 80 degrees. So it's going to be absolutely beautiful. It's going to be a nice weekend. And everybody get outside and have some fun. We'll be doing weekend events in about 10 minutes or so. So we'll tell you about all the outdoor activities, indoor activities, and be able to enjoy this weather.
I think at this time of year, that high, when you say what the high is going to be at 81, it's like for an hour at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
It takes a lot longer to get there, and it goes away a lot quicker.
It does, and we never got to our high yesterday. They were calling for 69, and the thing's itching up, trying to get to 64, 65, and it never got to 69.
Oh, boy.
So.
Well, our next guest in the studio is Katie Mullally. She is a local children's book author. She has the Land of series. And then she's just written a new book. She just handed me the Outdoor Market Survival Guide. I think this has something to do with spending the summer at the Silly Market. Welcome, Katie Mullally.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So you have been selling your books at the Silly Market this summer. And also, I think you're at Dolly's bookstore, right?
Yes, Dolly. So I've been at the Silly Market every Sunday, which has been such a great experience because the exposure, first of all, when they figure at least half of the people that come through the market are from out of state, and then, you know, other people from around the state. So the exposure has been huge. Sales have been great. In addition, Dolly's is a big supporter, Atticus, St. Regis, Montage, Samick Smokehouse. So people find my books in very random places.
Tell us a little bit about the series and how you came to be a children's book author, because you haven't always been.
No, I have had other lives, very different other lives. A few years ago, I realized that what I was doing wasn't what I was wanted to do anymore or what I was meant to do, and spent the winter 5 years ago just really trying to figure out what I'm here to do. I'd always known that I wanted to create some sort of tools for mindfulness, more conscious living. I had worked on the Thriving Lifestyles, or I'd created the Thriving Lifestyles Guide all those years ago at the Health Department, and that became the foundation for the Land of Books. So 4.5 years ago, I came up with this idea, got picked by some great muses to create these lands where each land is a different life lesson. But instead of teaching it in a boring, well, this is what you should do for good choices, and this is how you should include others, wrote it in rhyme. So I had to learn how to write in rhyme, which was a whole lesson, and found the most amazing illustrator. And so Toby and I are now working on our fourth book called Land of Now, and that's on how to be present and in the moment. Mm. And that'll be out. We're going to make some big announcements in October for it. But we have one on good choice making, Land of Or, Land of And, which is a great, a good old-fashioned journey of inclusion. And then Land of I Am, which was our book that came out about 2 years ago, is how to get past the negative labels we give ourselves, the I Ams. And so now, 5 years later, I'm in a completely different field, a completely different way of life, and completely happy and stressed and challenged and joyful and grateful and all the things you can imagine when you're writing your own books and running your own business.
Well, I have a copy of The Land of War in front of me, and it's beautifully illustrated, as you said. Kind of looks like Moab, but the Land of Or is a place that you have envisioned. Is that correct?
It is. I chose Moab topography, Southern Utah topography, because it suited the story. And why not have our first book be set in this fantastical land where a lot of people have never seen it? When I sent my illustrator, Toby Allen, lives in England. And when I sent him the images, the photos that I wanted for different spreads in the pages, he could not believe that topography actually existed.
It's funny, so, even as many times as anyone's been there, you still can't believe it when you're there. Like, oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So.
Yeah, it still boggles my mind. I can't wait till he comes out and, you know, take him down there and show him that this, you know, it's even more impressive in real life.
So as you travel through the Land of War, you have the opportunity to make different choices. Is that
what it is? It's a journey in how to make good choices by picking the best options. And so you gather all of your options for your choice, not just the obvious ones. And then as you travel through, you leave them behind depending on the section. So you first hit the canyon of why, where it talks about what's the intention behind the option. Why did you bring it and why did it come? If the intention isn't good, you leave it behind. And I think as humans, if we all just started with intention for our choices, the world would be a much better place.
So this would be a good
just
book for
a children's book.
No, I wrote these for me, and I'm always telling people that. They're like, what's the age range? And I want to say everyone, because really I wrote them for me. And if we can hit the kids with these messages and their parents, that's even better.
Yeah, the kids are going to be okay. It's the parents I'm worried about.
Yeah, exactly.
That's giving the Dr. Seuss book, The Places You'll Go, to the graduate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and you think, well, it's a children's book, but it's got a lot of good stuff in it. So maybe we'll get your book to be the new graduate gift.
You know what? I've actually had a few people say that that's been the latest go-to for graduation. And somebody who left a review on Amazon, wasn't anyone I knew, wasn't my mom, said that this was the next of The Places You Go. And that was a huge compliment.
It certainly is.
Huge.
It certainly is. Well, how many books in the series? Four? You're about to release your fourth?
Number four is coming out. We have 12 total outlined, but they always change. It depends on, you know, what I'm working on. I had started Land of When, which is How to Be Patient, 2 times. And it's almost written. Toby's really wanting it. Though the story has to be patient because it's not its turn. So it's, you know, I was working on Land of When this Christmas last December, and Land of Now just kept poking at me. It's like, no, it's my turn. And so I really realized as I was working on Land of Now that I was addressing and writing about things that I needed to work on again and remind myself. So poor Land of When just has to be patient for its turn.
And yeah. And somebody coined this as the intersection of Dr. Phil and Dr. Seuss.
Well, we had said that a while ago, and I kind of coined that, but I'm thinking, well, is Dr. Phil as popular anymore? So,
oh, maybe that sounds dated.
Yeah. I like the idea of a modern-day Dr. Seuss with a contemporary twist. And I didn't make that one up, though. That was another review.
How do you feel at the Silly Market when you're speaking directly to your consumer, possible consumer, and you know, previous consumers?
You know what it reminds me as to why I wrote these books, because I did not choose an easy topic. They're not self-explanatory, so I get to say the same thing probably 300 times a day, which is okay, because these are this is my passion. And to have, I mean, at least once a day I have somebody who starts to cry because they go, these are so amazing. And then of course I start to cry because they're crying, and then we both crying, and everyone else thinks we're crazy. But to be able to constantly share the story, it reminds me as to why I do it. It reminds me as to why I wake up in the middle of the night stressing about things that come with this entrepreneurial lifestyle. And it reminds me that, you know, I've found my purpose, and I'm really grateful and blessed for that. And so being out there every day is hard and challenging and exhausting, but I love it, and I'll miss it after Sunday.
Right. The last Silly Market is on Sunday.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of experience in how to make this happen, come up with the ideas, publishing a book, and all these different moving pieces that are part of that. And you've put together something on self-publishing your children's book. So it's like a primer, a practical guide to planning, printing, and promotion of your children's book. Tell us how that came to be.
So I taught a class last year through the Compass at the Park City High School on how to self-publish your children's book. It includes everything from working with an illustrator to some story guidelines. It's not about how to write a book, but some story guidelines, publishing steps, marketing, printing options, all those things you need to consider. That was what the class, the outline for the class was. And so I turned that class into a book that I like to say you can either use as a guide or a warning. Because had I known all of this 4.5 years ago, things might be a little different. But I'm really happy to be able to share all of that experience that I've had and knowledge that I've gained. And so that's what that book has become. A simple how to go to, you know, do you really, and this is one of the things I always ask throughout the book. Make sure you're doing this for the right reasons, that you have the time and the money to put towards it.
I want to write a children's book.
Do you? That's never been my inclination.
Yeah.
Katie says that people come up to her all the time and say, oh, I always wanted to write a children's book. And I think, what's missing in me? I didn't ever feel that.
Well, I didn't exactly have that epiphany till about 30 seconds
ago. Oh, now you do. Okay, well.
But, you know, 6 years ago, Lynn and I started Cool Science Radio. And one of the tenets was that science was important. At the time, it was getting beaten up, you know, people saying that this wasn't true or that wasn't true or science is rhetoric. And, you know, so the scientific process, I think, works. And we try to shine a light on the importance of science and science careers. And we try to encourage STEM, especially to mm-hmm. women, which continues to drop off just a little bit year to year. And so we, you know, I think maybe something to encourage kids to let their science light shine.
Could be one more thing in your legacy.
My legacy. Anyway, I think that'd be cool. I'm gonna read that book. I'm gonna read that book on how to put together a children's book.
There you go.
That sort of thing.
So, and when you get started, you say you have 12 books outlined. So that's interesting to me. You can't just start and write something. You had to like think of how many there are gonna be. Talk about that.
Well, here's what's funny is I had the names in my head. Years ago, I was at a dinner party and a friend gets up to go, I think it was something as simple as choose salad dressing. And he says, do we want this or this or this or this? And another friend at the table says, what is this? The land of Ur? And I went, oh, that, you know, you pay attention to things that trigger something in you and you follow them wherever they may lead you. And I, you know, thank goodness this led me to this. And I thought land of Ur, land of And. So I started writing out these lands names, not having any idea as to what those stories were going to consist of. In the other side of my brain, I had been working on, after I had done the Thriving Lifestyles Guide, trying to create more mindfulness tools, like just how to be present and how to be grateful and how to make better choices. And my original thinking was to gear it towards teens or adults. Those two ideas collided in my brain and out came these books. So when I talk about the 12, I've had the names lined up. And so then I fit them with the right topics. And I also have a few topics that I'm not sure what land they will be in. And just over 4.5 years ago, hanging out with a good friend of mine who's still my editor and, you know, oh, I'm gonna. I mean, the gunnas will kill us all someday because you're gonna do this, you're gonna do that. And finally he said, will you just start one? Just pick one. What? So I did. And here we go.
I love risk. I think that's so cool.
I just think it's fun watching this creative process be unfolding, you know, being told how it does. And Jody's over there with his creative process that I'm blown away. I feel like I'm not gonna do anything right now. I gotta work on my gonna to get past it.
Yeah, but and it give you a month or two and your creative process explodes in the month of December and part of November
Christmas decorating.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're very busy. You
but that
cooking.
Is your creative process, so give it some credit.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what's next after this weekend?
After this weekend, I'm actually going over to a goat yoga festival in Heber on the 29th, that next Saturday. And it sounds like a riot. Local yoga teacher invited me to go over there and then it's a good break until the holidays. That being said, we will be launching our fourth book. We're going to do a big Kickstarter starting mid-October. So there's a lot of preparation to get ready for that. So putting that together, getting all that ready to go and launch, because this could take us to the next level in terms of exposure and, you know, validity in a lot of ways, because people see that I'm self-published and there's that, you know, that pursed lip and, well, obviously no one would take you. And it's like, no, I chose to do this all on my own. And so the Kickstarter will hopefully be a great thing to, again, take us to the next level. And then Christmas rolls around and back at the events.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, Katie Mullally, thanks for joining us. Continued success with your books, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, and come by and see me at the Silly Market for one last hurrah.
We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
G'day, this is Ricky from Campos Coffee, proud supporters of KPCW. We are looking forward to the upcoming ski season at Park City Mountain Resort. But in the meantime, our new roastery and kitchen is open in downtown Salt Lake City, serving a full breakfast and lunch menu alongside a list of ethically sourced coffees. More information about both locations are at camposcoffee.com.
Oh boy, weekend events, I guess. I hear the harmonica in the background.
Let's talk about it.
So Park City Film Series is screening Three Identical Strangers, underwritten by KPCW. The film won the U.S. Documentary Special Jury Prize at the 2018 Sundance Film Festival. It's about three identical triplets adopted by three different families who find out about their lost siblings in their late teens. It's showing tonight and tomorrow night at 8 and Sunday at 6. I'll mention this. There's a couple surprises in the movie. About three quarters of the way through the movie, there's a real big surprise. And it's actually a fascinating movie. I loved it.
I didn't get to see it, but I'd like to see it this weekend. Egyptian Theater presents their annual run of Thriller by Odyssey Dance Theater. It's a macabre dance of monsters and maniacs, creeps and clowns. It's not a show for every age, as some of the themes, and especially those live zombies, can scare the little ones and the adults. The live zombies are kind of freaky. But get your tickets at parkcityshows.com. It runs weekends through October 7th.
Heber Valley Railroad, proudly celebrating the anniversary for the first train that rolled into Heber City on September 21st, 1899. The 1899 anniversary celebration includes a two-hour train ride departing at 7 p.m. on Friday night, strolling historical specialists, and live music. Tickets are $10 at the Saltwater Gang. And the Saltwater Gang will showcase an Old West gunfight at 6:40 prior to boarding the train.
Motherlode Canyon Band is playing their last gig together tonight at OP Rockwell. This is the show for a fond farewell to this part of their musical careers, and it's a free show. Also, Oscar and Julia are at Silver Star Cafe, and Rage Against the Supremes are at The Spur, and Huda Fagawi is at The Cabin.
I'd love to know how the Fagawi name became, because we have something like that in Nantucket. Well, you know that.
I know. That's a race.
You know the race. Okay. That's going to button it up for Friday. Here's Saturday. Park City Magazine's throwing a Saturday brunch at Altitude event at Summit Wasatch Plaza. It's a ticketed meal from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The family-friendly event features food from several local restaurants, live music, a Bloody Mary smackdown, yard games, and a silent auction benefiting Peace House. Tickets are $35 to $75. Children 5 and under are free. Follow the event link at visitparkcity.com for more events and tickets.
The much-anticipated historic Glenwood Cemetery tour is tomorrow with 7 live actors, including myself, portraying the life stories of 7 Park City residents of the past buried in this quaint and historic cemetery, which is tucked behind the lower parking lots of Park City Mountain Resort. Tickets are required for one of the tours. They depart at 10:45 a.m. and 12:45 p.m. You can get more information at parkcityhistory.org. Super cool event. If you haven't been, please try to get one of those last tickets.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay.
We did a run-through the other night, and I found my grave, and I practiced my story.
I'm surprised you're not in character.
Yeah, I'm saving it.
Okay, got it. Well, the Scarecrow Festival at McPoland Farm is from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, when family, friends, or community groups will build their scarecrows. This is the building phase to line the walking trail of the McPoland Farm. The scarecrows will be up through October 9th, so make your plans to walk, ride, stroller, or glide through the area to check them out.
The PC Mark is offering a Thriller dance workshop, because it is the season. No previous dance experience is required. It's a 5-week workshop culminating in the chance to dance in the Park City Halloween Dog Parade. It's for ages 5 and up, and there's no limit. They set up to age 99. You can register online with PC Mark.
Queensryche performing at the DeJoria Center in Camas. Tickets start at $35. More information at DeJoriaCenter.com. Grapegrass at the Silver Star Cafe. Khalib Gray Band at the Spur. And Crook and the Bluff at the Cabin.
Sunday is the final Park Silly Sunday Market of the season. It's your last chance to get unique gifts, local arts, locally grown produce, and the Bloody Mary Bar at this eclectic Lower Main Street Festival. There'll be music by Changing Lanes Experience, Teresa Eggerston Cook, Bill and Diane, and Nate Robinson. And the Park City Film Series is going to present the animated film Big Bad Fox and Other Tales at the Jim Sandy Auditorium on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are $5, and that includes free popcorn.
Well, our musical guest for the hour is J.W., Jody Whitesides, a different J.W., and he's already played one song for us. I wanted to ask you, Jody, tell us about the writing of that first song, or tell us about your writing process.
Well, it changes from song to song, so it's different for every song. That first song was a co-write. I originally had the idea for the guitar line and decided that, as I said, I wanted to make it a library piece. And I started writing it with one friend who we had some miscommunication issues. So I just took what I had done away, and he went on his merry way with whatever he was doing. And then I brought it to another friend of mine by the name of Jesse Stern, who is a phenomenal bass player in Los Angeles. And we just sat down and started writing, and he came up with a fantastic bass line. We started thinking about content for the lyrics, and we wrote it up. And then we recorded it in several different studios. One of them was my studio. He did the bass at his studio. And then we did vocals and other sundry overdubs at another friend of mine's studio called Utopia Parkway with a guy named George Leger. And during the recording of that particular song, which you can hear on your favorite digital streaming service, George turned around with his arms. The hair on his arms was standing straight up. And he just said, "You've just given me goosebumps," after one particular take of the vocals. And he called it "My Purple Rain."
Ah, there you go.
Which, you know, that's a very flattering compliment to get, because that's a massive worldwide hit by Prince.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, I hope it becomes that. I have no idea if it will, but it would be absolutely awesome if it does. There's also one other part in the song that has a bar of 5/4 instead of the typical 4/4 that most songs are written in. And it's so sly with how it's done, most people don't even notice. So that's like, yay, kudos to myself and Jesse for doing a really cool thing in a songwriting. In terms of my process, sometimes it'll start with a guitar part. Sometimes it'll start with a bass part, a drum part, or a lyrical idea. It doesn't matter. I don't have a set process anymore. When I was first starting, it was always starting with the guitar. Now it doesn't matter. So.
Excellent. What are you going to play for us now?
This next song is called Let's Just Go. It's a single that released 2 months ago, or a little over 2 months ago, co-written with a fairly heavy songwriting cat by the name of Kevin Fisher, who has written hits for like Rascal Flatts and other people. We were playing a Songwriters in the Round in Los Angeles a bunch of years ago, and he came up to me after we got done and literally just said, "We need to do some writing together." And then it took 3 years for us to actually get some time to start writing. And then it took us 3 years to actually complete the song. So it took us a while.
Live on the Morning Mix, Jody Whitesides.
Yeah, this is called Let's Just Go. Let's see. There's more to life than just traffic jams. I want Woodstock, I want Burning Man. What we're looking for, we haven't found. Let's hop in the car and turn our lives around. We can fly down the road. I don't care where we go. You
just go. Let's just go. Run through the stop signs, cross all the state lines. I'm yours and you're mine. It's time, it's time. Let's just go. We've had enough of this billboard town. Let's hop in the car and turn our lives around. We can fly down the road. I don't care where we go. You and I in the flow. Anywhere, let's just go. Let's just go.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
We shall return right after this message. Stay with us. You're listening to the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. And when we return, by the way, we'll be joined by Shelley Barris and Whitney Ryan from Habitat for Humanity. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Haley with Recycle Utah. Did you know that Recycle Utah accepts yard waste and non-recyclable household waste during dumpster days? Bring your grass clippings, leaves, branches, and garbage to the Recycling Center for free disposal September 27th, 28th, and 29th from 9 to 4 p.m.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. Our musical guest for the hour is Jody Whitesides. He's going to play a final song in about 10, 12 minutes or so. Please continue to stay tuned. And Jody, love having you on the program this morning. Shelley Barris, Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity, and Whitney Ryan, who's a board member, join us now live in the studio. And guess what? It is time for the overall ball, which is now scheduled for October 5th. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you back. How you all been?
We are great. We have been so busy just, you know, working away, and we are happily here to talk about our fun event, the overall ball, so our eighth annual overall ball this year.
So give people the details if they don't understand what an overall ball is.
Absolutely. So these guys in the studio can see we came in our overalls to give you some sense of what you can do, right? You can come very casual.
Oh, your
casual.
Overalls are all blinged out, though. I didn't realize that those were overalls.
You got some good stuff going on there,
right?
And you got a pink
tool belt, right? So you can bling it up, which is, you know, my favorite thing to do, or you can just come more casual. You can wear your flannels. It's such a great event because the guys don't have to wear a suit or a tie or anything like that. They can come in their jeans and be comfortable. So the best dress down event in town. You can come and still have that lovely evening, gala evening, but you get to come comfortable and just have a good old construction time.
But the particulars for our listeners are it will be on October 5th at the Legacy Lodge. It includes dinner, cocktails, and spirit tasting. There is an auction, a Habitat costume contest, hard hats and overalls, that kind of stuff. And how much does it cost to come?
Right, the tickets are $150 a person, which is a great deal for a lovely dinner and, you know, libations and all kinds of fun things that we're doing.
And tickets are available?
Tickets are available.
Yep, so tickets are available on the Habitat for Humanity homepage, so www.habitat-utah.org, or you can call the office at 435-658-1400, extension 1008. Quick note about this fun event, it is a 21 and over event. With the libations, some of the fun drinks, dancing, food that we're offering, we want to make sure it's a 21 and over event.
As if I would pay $150 for my child to be there. But, you know, you don't know. Probably no dogs either, right?
No dogs.
In this town, you got to mention that.
Right. Although that would be a fun twist to the whole thing, right?
So what's the goal for the evening, and who does it, how does the proceeds, how do they benefit people?
Great. So all the proceeds from this event, it's our one fundraising event for the year, and they go directly to our programs. And this year they are targeted towards our home build programs. So these funds will go directly to help us build two houses for some local folks here.
Do you have the location of the two houses secured, or how's that work?
Yeah, so we are going to be in Summit County. We're just getting ready to announce that funding, and we will be in Summit County. It will be very exciting to do that. So come to the events, and you can come and hear our great news.
Very nice. Okay, and so if I weren't going to wear construction boots, what's my other shoe wear option? Tell me some of the fun things people have worn in the past.
Let's see. A couple years ago, I wore a glitter spray-painted hard hat. Today, I'm wearing my board hard hat with my name on it. I've seen Carhartt overalls, Carhartt coveralls. I also like to go with the flannel fur vest option. That's always a good one. Dress up the flannel a little bit. For shoes, I think anything goes. I've seen everything from work boots to high heels to wedges to also depending on the weather. It's kind of a free-for-all with the shoe wear.
October 5th is kind of a, you don't know how the weather will be.
You can never tell.
So we talked about the particulars of the actual gala event. Can you tell us about things that you would need to make this possible in the way of maybe sponsorship or in the way of auction items, those sorts of things?
Right. We're always still looking for those unique items. And the community has been so generous to give us some great things. But we're always looking. We still have sponsorships available. So we have all levels of sponsorships except for our legacy sponsorship, which is Epic Promise. And we're so appreciative of their support for us in underwriting the event. But yeah, you can call us. We would love if you had some item that you would like to add to our auction. We would happily take that as well. And there are some tickets left. So definitely get online or give us a call and buy a ticket in the next week or so. It starts to really heat up like everything else here locally. You know, everyone waits till that last moment and then gets their ticket. So call in and do that. Have some fun kinds of things that we do have that we are secured and are going to be at the event, some fun packages. We have a fun Moab vacation getaway that is in a condo that I think sleeps 8 to 12 people. That'd be a fun getaway for people to get. And some great, you know, golfers' dream packages. So lots of golf. And no one ever gets too much golf up here. I think they're always like in the
You're talking to JW.
Yeah, tell us about some of those packages.
Yeah, awesome.
Perked his ears.
Perfect. Well, we have a pretty good lineup. So we have all support from all of these courses, Red Ledges, Canyons, Promontory, Park Meadows. I know that our guys are still out collecting more, so we'll be doing something fabulous with those.
I feel like I got an email yesterday for Overall Ball, and that some of the auction items were in there. So is that like a online auction that people can be bidding, or
no?
That was just a tease?
Yep, just a teaser to get you to go, oh, I better go so I can be a part of that. We do have some fun things, and keep your eye out because we'll be sending out some more of those teasers. But we do a kind of standard silent auction that's really fun and has some fun things in it, and a live auction as well. So we do that on site. We have a really fun repurpose project we try to do each year in kind of honor of our restore. So we have a local artisan doing a kids play kitchen that we've repurposed out of an armoire that we got donated at the restore, and it will have some fun cooking classes for the kids. So what a fun birthday party idea, and we love that kind of repurpose thing. We like to carry it through everything we do.
The Habitat for Humanity's Overall Ball is Friday, October 5th at the Legacy Lodge. Tickets are $150 each, but includes all sorts of cool stuff: dinner, cocktails, spirit tasting. There's going to be an auction. Of course, this is for a great cause, and it's kind of a dress-up theme, but it's also a relaxed dress-up theme. But I really like the bling and everything that you have on your overalls. It looks pretty cool. You can go to habitat-utah.org for more information on the tickets and the event. And Shelley Barris, Executive Director, and Whitney Ryan, Board Member, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
And thank you so much for having us on. And we look forward to letting you know how much fun we had that night and how great we did. Thanks.
Excellent. Okay. We're going to play just a short song here from Aretha Franklin. We'll be back right after this.
I've just got to tell you, this is the highlight.
I just remembered this particular song has this huge introduction. So let me see if I can find something else here. Let me see this one here.
Here we go. Every time you tell me I'm not what you need. If I had a quarter, I would pull it together and I would take it to the bank and then leave. Yes, I would take it to the bank and then
are back. Morning Mix, JW with Christy. We're just moving around the mics and we get the...
Sometimes it's a little tricky to change between
we
got to
get the roadies in here
chairs
and move
going
this around and that. Yeah. It's really nutty when we have the full bands in here.
Right. We got people stepping over each other.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, we like it, though. We like it.
We do. We're back with Jody Whitesides. He is our musical guest for the hour. He's got just such an exciting, interesting career, and yet based in Park City. Tell us how can you remain in Park City?
Well, it's not so much remaining. I was away for a long time. I was in LA for 16 years. So
are you born and raised here, or what is your connection to Park City?
Born in New York, raised in Park City. Okay. So I went to Carl Winters. I was the first graduating class from Treasure Mountain Middle School.
Wow.
Then I graduated from Park City High, went to the University of Utah during my senior year of Park City High, because at that time computer science was still kind of young. And they didn't have the resources to be teaching me what they needed to teach me, so they sent me off to the U during my senior year of high school. And then from there, I switched into doing film production and then went off to music school in Berkeley for a little bit, and then went to Musicians Institute in Hollywood, and then went into the career of music.
Didn't you also have some time in freestyle skiing?
Yes, I was a nationally ranked freestyle skier for many years while I was going to school here.
Wow, busy guy.
Yeah. You got up to number 20, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, I think when I finished, they were taking the top 12 to the World Cup and the Olympics, and I finished in 13th.
Oh.
So I missed it by 1/10 of a point.
And went
very,
on to something
little,
else.
And then went on to music, yeah. From one difficult thing to another.
And I missed that part about now. What made you go to L.A.?
I went to music school down in Hollywood for a bit and decided that I liked the vibe there better than going back east. So I went back to the West.
Okay.
And just stayed there and enjoyed it for a long time, and then decided I needed to come back for a little change of pace.
And you figured out how to have your professional career on a big scale but still live here.
Well, a lot of it has to do with having enough connections that I can call people and go, okay, or they call me and say, okay, we need this or whatever. So it's having a network, and it's not just so much staying here. I do feel a little bit isolated here because it's not in the thick of things of like being in LA where somebody can call you up in the middle of the night and say, hey, can you come over
in 15 minutes?
We need to record something. But with the internet being what it is and having my own recording set up here, it's fairly easy for somebody to call up and say, hey, you know, I need this. Can you do this? So, and then I can turn around and send the file over the internet and be done with it.
Very good.
We'd love to have you play another song, but we don't want to interrupt it at all. So, Christy, if you could thank our sponsors.
Sure.
And then we can bring on another song, Jody.
Fantastic.
I'd like to thank our sponsors for the show: Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
We also want to thank our guest this morning, Katie Mullally, who is the local children's book author, The Land Of series, and also Shelley Barris and Whitney Ryan with Habitat for Humanity, and of course, Jody Whitesides, who is our musical guest for the hour. Jody, what would you like to play for us now?
I'll dip back a little bit. We'll play a song called Days of Our Lives. It has absolutely nothing to do with the soap opera, but it's kind of like the soap opera of life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's called Days of Our Lives, and it goes like this.
Live in the Morning Mix, Jody Whitesides.
A glass of leftover wine alone on the table, a random pile of shoes beside the couch, a game we used to unwind, the cat and the mouse. That's how we play on Sundays around the house. For all of the places we're together in, the way that we smile defines the roles we explore in. The days of our lives go roaring by. For all the memories that we live for, the methods we use refine the love that we long for. The days of our lives go roaring by. There are those moments a smile says it all. A drop of the hat, we're out the door and chasing the sun. We excite ourselves pretending to be fugitives on the run. Doesn't matter about the destination if the journey is fun. All of the cars that we go driving, the jobs that we work to find the roles that we play in. The days of our lives go roaring by. All the movies that we watch and we cry for, the books that we read to find the hearts that we care for. The days of our lives go roaring by. Insert big guitar solo right here.
I know I'm in deep. She steals my clothes to wear and thinks I don't know. But that's her I smell on my shirts. It's her I should keep. With so much care and things I don't know, but that's always on my mind. All the music that we blast and get lost in, the way that we laugh to find some rounds of a friendship. The days of our lives go roaring by. All the places we're together in, way that we laugh to find the rules we explore in. The days of our lives go roaring by. It's the emotions that we share for, the methods we use to find the love that we long for. The days of our lives go roaring by.
Yeah. Joining the Park City Chamber Bureau is an inexpensive and smart investment for your business. Chamber Bureau members receive private access to advertising opportunities, referrals, educational and professional seminars, business-to-business events, and other exclusive resources to help businesses grow. The Park City Chamber Bureau supports over 1,000 area businesses, both large and small. More info at visitparkcity.com or 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
And we want to thank everyone for joining us again this morning on The Morning Mix. And Christy, next week I want to talk to you about that great music festival that you were at. Jody, thanks for joining us. NPR is next. Stay with us.